Reds take on the Rays on Monday night at the Trop. We're scoreless in the fifth inning when Scott Schebler continues his career year facing Jake Odorizzi.
Any team in the entire division this season. High, deep drive back into right field, and you can color that gone. That is the 19th home run of the year for Scott Schebler, and it was, in the words of the iconic, inimitable late great Joe Nuxall, a no-doubter from the time it left the bat.
Jeanette drives one into deep left center field, and this ball is gone for Scooter Jeanette. Straight away center field, hit a ton, we are tied.
Alvarado straightens up, dealing. Votto hits it hard up the middle. That's a base hit. Here comes Jeanette, getting the green light for Billy Hatcher, and the Reds regain the lead. It is 4-3.
He left 2-1 in the sixth, and money time is right there. Puts one into right field for a hit. Here comes a second runner. He will score in a two-run single by Winker, just called up from the minor leagues.
The rookie Jesse Winker provides some insurance. The Reds go on to win 7-3. Cincinnati's nine-game losing streak comes to an end. Joey Votto has reached base safely in 19 straight games. So the Reds open up their series at Tropicana Field with a much-needed win. Here's their skipper, Brian Price.
Tampa's won 7 of their last 8 in 3 series ties. So they're playing well. They play very well at home. Came off a nice victory yesterday against Detroit, and then they came back and tied the game with the home run in the 7th off Lorenzen. And we came back in the 8th against a kid throwing left-handed, throwing 100, and go double single to take the lead and end up tacking on a couple more, which really was a big difference maker for us. And it did. It felt really, feels really good to come back and win that ball game.
You got contributions from all throughout your lineup tonight offensively.
Yeah, there was a lot of big moments. You know, Joey, just the constant, you know, quality at bats. Winker with the big two-run, you know, base hit through the right side. Schebler again, double and a huge home run, and Joey scoring from second on a wild pitch. I mean, there's a lot of good things. Guys, just, you know, there's no quitting this bunch, and they just came out and played a great game, and we really needed to get the monkey off our backs.
Offense has been there most of the year, but it starts with the starting pitching, and Scott Feldman certainly set the table for you guys in that regard tonight.
Yeah, he was terrific. Just what we needed, you know, come in against a team that really swings the bat and just kind of calm things down, you know, didn't try to be too fine, attack the zone, made a ton of good pitches. Would have loved to left him out there a little bit longer. If we would have had another run or two, it would have been a lot easier decision, but up there in the high 90s with a pitch count and the leadoff man on, I just kind of felt like, even though we're there at the bottom of the order, it was good to get Lorenzen in there.
Joey Votto continues his excellent season. He goes 3-for-5 on Monday with 2 runs scored and an RBI. He's batting .310 for the year.
I think we're proving that guys on our team are growing into, you know, everyday ball players and guys that can compete and help a team win. And, you know, you're seeing our lineup stretch where you get through the middle of the order and it feels like there's more, and then there's not very many easy at-bats as the order moves along. So I think that's a great thing.
Brian was talking about shutting down the losing streak and trying to keep this, you know, make sure that you guys stay relevant in the race. That would really kind of boost things and help you guys out, you know, growing.
Yeah, so. Yeah. There's nothing like irrelevance to make you feel irrelevant, right?
So. Well, okay.
Yeah. But it seemed like there was contributions up and down the lineup, you know, Scott and Scooter and Jesse even.
Of course, yeah. Jesse. Big Scooter. He had a great game today. And, it's really good to see everybody play well and then play solid on the defensive end also.
What about the last run? You're going on the pitch, of course, full count.
Sure.
Did you just see it bounce away and figure you could score?
You know, I got a good break. It was a 3-2 situation with two outs. You're supposed to be running, and I was at second base, and I don't think he picked up the ball, and, you know, rounding the base, I felt like I had a chance to score, and getting thrown out there would not have been good, so I tried not to get thrown out there.
Meanwhile, Scooter Jeanette continues his power surge. He's up to 9 homers for the season. He goes 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored in the opener at the Trop.
Yeah, this one was great. And we've been playing pretty good baseball as of late, unless a lot of those were one-run games. And this one was huge. This one's you know, really nice. You know, it's pretty amazing what, you know, one win can do to, you know, a clubhouse and just the whole atmosphere. So, you know, we're definitely happy we got this one tonight.
What did it feel like in here, like after the game? I mean, we always hear the siren going off, as that's pretty much standard after a win. But what did it kind of like feel like, the lift of the relief?
Yeah, know? Yeah, for sure. You know, there's times when, you know, you lose some ball games in a row. You know, it's tough, but you know, we've learned to keep our attitudes, you know, up and consistent. But we definitely needed this one, and you know, just coming in and everybody's, you know, laughing, smiling. It's just really nice.
How do you feel to have a good night in the closest ballpark to your home with family and friends here?
It was great. You know, it's way better to get the win. But it's definitely good. Last time I was here, I think I went like 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts and like a ground ball back to the pitcher. So it's definitely nice to actually have a decent game in front of the family.
The numbers that you're putting up, and far fewer at bats than regular starters, which are comparable to regular starters, is it extra satisfying, the numbers you've been able to put up in what has been mostly a part-time role?
It is, but there's definitely some room for improvement. You know, lately I haven't been giving away as many at bats. I think that's, you know, it's tough when you're not in there every day to have consistent at bats. And now that I've been in there more, I think it's just more natural, more easier to be more consistent. It's not easy, man. Hitting's not easy. These pitchers are really good. You know, it seems like they get better every year. Consistently, you're facing guys that have good stuff, and if, you know, they don't have a big fastball, they have something else that is really good. So, you know, I'm going to say I'm satisfied, but you know, it could definitely be worse.
The Reds will look to make it 2 wins in a row on Tuesday when Amir Garrett makes the start.